Well, welcome back. Before we finish, of course, it's all with thanks to Australian Property and Business Group. Invest today at apbgroup.com.au and Ringwood Mazda. Score a demo deal now. No late changes for our first game coming up, boys. Swans and Port. Anyone give Port a hint of a chance in this one?
Good enough to do anything, Port Adelaide. Their stars are in good form, but Sydney, it just means too much to them today.
Sydney for me.
Yep, all right. Can Melbourne trouble the Hawks?
They can. They're going to win more ball, Robbo. They're going to win more clearances. You'd think they'd win more contested ball, which gives them more opportunities. If they can get some sort of fluency. They have to come up 30% on last week's performance. They were pretty ordinary with their ball movement last week.
Yeah, and they need a potent forward line. Jesse Hogan was a bit sore. I don't know how fit he is. Dawes has been just okay. He tries hard. Jack, you know, kicked the winner last week. They need a functioning forward line to put pressure on Hawthorn. If they don't kick, they kick 12 goals, 10. If they kick 10 goals, they can't win. They've got to find 15 goals.
The it's a bit windy up here. It is a sunny day. Anything, just a big win for the Giants, do we think?
Well, it's sort of funny, isn't it? Because we want to see the best teams be really powerful right now. I mean, everyone's talking about percentage, but I just want... There's 3 weeks, 4 weeks to go. I mean, you want to see them really now narrow the focus and stamp themselves as a top two team. And I think they are a top two team on talent, but... You still want to see it with them because it's they difficult. Can be inconsistent.
Yeah, they can be. And it is difficult at Gold Coast, as you all know. You've been up there.
The Suns have been okay, haven't they? They're good at either end of the ground. They just
tools.
Don't have a midfield.
Their tools are amazing.
Mm. Yeah, I think they'll still win the Giants, but it won't be as easy as I think a lot of people are saying.
Okay, most interesting game, I think, clearly today is at Etihad tonight. The Dogs and the Roos.
There are a chance, the Dogs. They're a big chance, the Dogs.
Why do you think that, King?
I thought last week they were fantastic. I think they've just got this belief that whatever the coach tells them...
They can do.
They can do.
Yeah.
They just have got this buy-in that probably usurps their actual natural talent. I think that they have this midfield that has a dozen players that's been through, and yes, they've lost a few, but they've still got enough talent there to perform. The Kangaroos, if you beat the Kangaroos at clearances... You can get them. And that's what could happen tonight.
Give me a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. And just percentage tonight for the Crows?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Wrestling weekend.
Put on a show for us.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. That's it, boys. Thanks for that. It's been a pretty amazing edition of Crunch Time. Thanks for being with us. The footy is next, and you'll hear it all on 11:16 SEN. All the action from the SCG, the Swans, and Port Adelaide. It's all with thanks to Australian Property and Business Group. Invest today at apbgroup.com.au and Ringwood Mazda. Score a demo deal now.